605-805-6098, Mike Klein. Son of Edith Klein, who was a daughter of Charlie Hall, who was a son of Alfred Hall. Tom McCaskey, February 12th, 2008. 503-556-2984.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. McCaskey?
Yes?
Hi, this is J.C. Porter in Indiana.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I talked to you a couple weeks ago. And I was wondering if I could ask your husband a couple more questions.
Oh, sure. He'll be available just a minute.
Thank you.
I'm going to get this papers that we, that our daughter got Xerox for you. I'll get them in the mail now. She got it done.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, she could take it to where she works, and she had them Xeroxed.
Wonderful.
So, anyway, Dad, this is Mr. Porter.
I really appreciate you doing that for us.
Okay, you get the phone. He wants to ask you a couple of questions. He's going to get on the other phone. It's easier for him to hear.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes?
Hi, Mr. McCaskey.
Yeah.
How are you tonight?
Oh, well, same as usual. It's raining.
Oh, was it raining there?
Well, it was real nice yesterday, this morning, and now this afternoon. It's raining. That's new usual for this time of year. Just rain, and it sends out, then it rains.
Well, I was hoping to ask you a few more questions about that Alfred Hall family.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed, I saw in the 1920 census how your family lived right next door to them.
Yeah, about 200 feet away.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's see, somebody, a guy named Larry Ray, has the old Rainier newspapers.
Larry Ray.
And he lives out in that area. He doesn't live in your town, but he's somewhere out there in Oregon. And my cousin has been...
How do you spell his name?
R-E-A.
Well, some of them here are R-A-Y and some R-E-A.
Yeah.
Larry Ray.
Well, he's been sending us some newspaper clippings from the 1920s.
Oh.
He's been reading through the old newspapers for us, and he's found a few things. And so I wanted to ask you a few things, if I could.
Okay.
Alfred Hall's wife, Amanda.
Yeah.
You said you remembered both of them.
Yeah.
Well, when Alfred Hall moved back to Kentucky in 1925, Amanda did not come with him.
Oh?
And matter of fact, in the newspaper, it said that she, I'm trying to find it here, that she went to visit relatives in Vernonia, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she didn't come back with him.
Yeah.
And then later, she is buried right next to her daughter, Sarah. But the name is Amanda Bricky.
Oh, and Bricky.
Yep, Bricky.
Okay, well, now, just a minute. Oh, I've got some question I want to ask you.
It says she died in 1944.
Well, that is long after she left here.
Yeah.
Well, who was this Bricky? He lived with him.
Oh, there was a Bricky that lived with them?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, I was going to ask you about it. He was here all the time, and it's he. Just a minute. Ma, what was that Bricky's name? Oh, he was Presswood Bricky.
Presswood?
Yeah. Oh, everybody called him Pressy.
Huh.
And he lived with them, as far as I can remember, all the time they were here. I didn't say beyond that. I was going to ask you about him, who he was, or
really?
He never seemed to work or anything. And some people thought he had a lot of money, and some said, no, he didn't. I don't think he really had a lot of money. Bricky, or Pressy, they called him, and lived with Hall all the time they were here, at least most all of the time.
Really?
And he said sometimes he'd be gone a while, and then he'd be back. That's why people thought he never worked.
Huh.
Now, at one time, and I'm sure, that if I remember this right, that they had a shoe shop here, Hall and Brookie.
Oh, really?
And I know that at one time, Alfred Hall, though, I don't know if Brookie was in with him on that or not, but he had a shoe repair shop down here where he lived.
Huh.